Last week we introduced a new type of hezek, a new type of problem that can result between neighbors, not a monetary issue, not damaging the person, but something that makes a person uncomfortable. And we spoke about smells that could emanate from a person's yard, and we saw that the Gemara says you can't have a Beis HaKisei in your backyard, and even if you had it for many years, the neighbor could stop you. And we said that I was talking about a bathroom that's above ground and there's a constant foul smell there. The Rishonim added that any other very bad smell that a person can't be sovel, a person can't stand, is included in this halacha, that you not only can I stop you from putting a foul smell next door that's a constant bad smell, but I can even, if you've done it, I can now say, look, I want you to stop. There's no such thing as establishing a chazaka by a bad smell. We also saw the Gemara was talking about smoke. So that's what we're going to concentrate tonight on, a case of smoke. Let's say your neighbor likes making barbecues all the time, and the smoke always comes into your yard, into your eyes, and you can't go into your backyard whenever he's making a barbecue because of the smoke. We're not talking about the smell here. The smell could be good. We saw last week that if the smell is just something that you don't enjoy, that's not something that you can stop someone from doing. If you don't like the smell of hot dogs, you can't say, you know, that's a foul smell. That's not something that's normal. If he was, you know, barbecuing vinegar, maybe then you'd have a problem with smell or ammonia. But there's no problem with smell here. But here we're talking about the problem with smoke. Can you prevent your neighbor from producing smoke that goes into your yard and hurts your eyes and hurts the eyes of your children? That's tonight's topic. And from there, hopefully we'll get into what happens if your neighbor is smoking a cigarette. Can you stop him, alfi halacha, from smoking in your vicinity? Let's just first review the part of the Gemara that we had last week. We said that Rav Yosef didn't like that people were letting bloodletting underneath his palm tree next door, because the birds were coming and eating the blood and putting blood onto the dates on his tree. Shailas, did he not enjoy the noise of the crows or the blood on the dates? That was a shaila. But the people in the bloodletter said that we've been here for 3 years, what right do you have to stop us? To which Rav Yossi said, you can't establish a chazaka when it comes to damage. You could establish a chazaka to say that you lived here 3 years and you can prove that you bought it, but if you're damaging me, there's no such thing as a chazaka. The fact that you're there for 3 years doesn't prove that I sold you those rights, and we'll see, it might not even be helpful if I did sell them to you. I could change my mind. To which the Gemara said, "V'lidmar Allah." Abaye said back to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, we learned about that halacha that there's no chazaka. Rav Mari Amar Bakutra. Rav Mari said that applies only to smoke. Rav Zvid Amar Bebeis Hakise. Rav Zvid said applies only to an outhouse. So how can you stop them from bloodletting under your tree? Okay, so here we saw that when it comes to smoke, which we'll speak about tonight, there's no such thing as a chazaka. And when it comes to a bathroom, which we spoke about last week, that also such a foul smell, you cannot establish a chazaka, and you cannot continue to do that if your neighbor says you want to stop. Now, if you look on the bottom of the first side of the handout, Tosus explains what type of smoke we're talking about and what type of bathroom we're talking about. Tosus says, near the Ri, the dafka, the kucha, the kivshan. We're only talking about the smoke of a furnace, shehu gadol, which is very big, umazik v'yoser, and causes a lot of damage. That's when we say ein chazaka. Kedamer b'meruba, like we have in the Gemara b'meruba, ein osin kivshanos b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to make furnaces in Yerushalayim. My taima, what's the reason? Mishum kucha, because the smoke is so great. So that's by smoke. It has to be a constant, strong smoke like the furnaces that are not allowed in Yerushalayim. And when it applies to smells, dafka nami beis hakisei shelahem, it's only talking about their bathrooms, where the waste was above the ground, it was very smelly. But in Tosfos' times in the 1100s, when the plumbing was much improved, where they dug holes and it was covered, yesh chazaka there, there is a chazaka. And we saw last week that the Marisham said nowadays with our bathrooms, it's even l'chachila, you can certainly put a bathroom in your house, no one has the right to stop you, because that's it's no smell at all, hardly, and besides the fact that it's a minute that everyone has bathrooms in their houses. So that's Tosfos' chiddush, that when it says you can't establish a chazaka by smoke, is talking about a smoke of a furnace, a big furnace, and when it's talking about the smells, it's talking about a bathroom that's above ground. If it's below ground, then a chazaka can be established. Just so I have the Gemara Baba Kama, where the Gemara lists 10 different takonas they made in Yerushalayim. Here's the last five are Ein Osin Ba'ash Patos Mishum Shkatzim. You can't make garbage dumps because that'll bring Shkatzim. Ein Osin Ba'ash Kivshonos. You can't make kilns, big furnaces in the city, Mishum Kutra, because that'll bring smoke. We wanted Yerushalayim to be beautiful. Ein Osin Ba'ash Ginos Bardesin Mishum Tircha. You can't make gardens and orchards inside the city because it'll, one shot is that it'll lead to bad smell from the byproducts there. You can't have chickens because the problems with the kachim there. And ein linen ba'sameis gemara. There's a halacha. There's a tradition that you don't have a mace stay overnight in Yerushalayim, which to this day they even have levayas at night, not to wait overnight in Yerushalayim. But anyway, that's the Tosfos is ra'i. You see that there's such a thing that kutra comes from a kivshan. A kivshan is not a tanur. It's not like a barbecue that you have in your backyard. We're talking about a commercial furnace that's constantly bellowing smoke. That's what asir. That's where you cannot establish a chazaka for something that's constantly spewing out smoke. The Nukhay Yosef explains it a little further. It goes with Tosfos. The Nukhay Yosef says, "Hai kutra shapirish bo ka'ashin akivshanos." That smoke that we said is talking about the smoke coming from kilns, from furnaces. Hayinu sevurim. At first we thought that ka'ashna kishanas dafka b'inay. You need two conditions to be in that category. Bein b'riboy ashin, it has to be a lot of smoke. Bein b'tarhin, it has to be constant. It's commercial, so it's constant. And it's a big furnace, so there's a lot of smoke coming from it. Abesa kisei nami. And when we're talking about a bathroom, hayinu sevurim. Kimasha birish baba kisei. The reason why Tosfos says we're talking about an open Beis HaKisei where the waste is on the ground, that's because it's a very foul odor. The Bishar Beis HaKisei, because by other bathrooms where it's underground, even though there is some smell, as long as it's not terrible, Mahani Chazaka, then the chazaka would help. In other words, the Mukhi Yosef held at first that what's included in this category where you cannot establish a chazaka with smoke or with a bathroom, that's talking about two conditions, that the smoke is constant plus a big quantity, quantity of smoke constant. And the bathroom also, it's a very foul-smelling odor besides the fact that it's always there. Not only is it always there, but it also it's a very bad smell. However, he says, "Well, Meister named Mori Harav Chistoi." The Meister came in front of my Rebbe, Rav Chistoi. But Oshen Harogil Lasses Beveisa Shalatam. It was a smoke that he was doing in his house. Letikim Achalof is cooking. He wasn't, I guess, so great at cooking, and he always made things. Things were always smoky there. He was always burning things, or his cooking led to smoke all the time. V'amar and Rav Chistoi said, "To kol oshen hamazik la'adam, zeu kuta de gemara." If any smoke that causes damage that hurts a person, that's called kutra. That's called smoke. Masha pirish bo kashim kivshonos. The only reason we gave the example of a furnace, la'balamayt ela eno tader dafka. We just want to say the main point is that it has to be constant. It has to be constant like a furnace. But does the smoke have to be the quantity of a furnace? No. Even if it's a person cooking in his home, as long as he's constantly making smoke next door, he cannot establish a chazaka, and the next door neighbor certainly can stop him from making that smoke all the time. Right? That's the Mukhe Yosef's shita. Beit Yosef brings that the Ramah also agrees with that. We'll see more about the Ramah later. The Beit Yosef paskins this way. He says, Lo shenal bein rav lema'at. We're not talking about the quantity of the smoke. Kol shehu tadir. We're talking about constant. We're talking about consistency. If there's a constant smoke, ein lo chazaka, that's when there's no chazaka. The kol she'eino tadir, if it's not constant, then yesh lo chazaka, you can establish a chazaka. Right, that's the Beit Yosef Shita. He says maybe if it's really bad, even though it's not constant, that you could stop. But the main point these Rishonim are saying is that when you cannot establish a chazaka with smoke or with smell, the main point is that it has to be constant. It doesn't have to be a great quantity of smoke. It doesn't have to be a great quantity of bathroom material. As long as it's foul smelling and constant, as long as the smoke is bothersome and constant, even though it's not a tremendous amount, you can stop it. That's easy. The second part, controversial. Now we have to talk about what happens if the smoke is not constant. Let's assume it's not like our case. The person barbecues every other day, or just in the evenings, every day in the summer. It's not a constant smoke, but it's something that really bothers you. It's something that bothers them, but not constant. So based on what we said, it's not included in the Gemara's halacha where you cannot establish a chazaka. Right? If the person was doing it for 3 years and now you want to say, look, it's enough's enough, you can't stop him because he's established a chazaka. But the question is, can you stop him before the 3 years? Before he establishes a chazaka, before he's done it constantly, you just moved in, and he just moved in, and now he starts his smoky barbecues. Can you stop him and say, look, the smoke bothers me, it bothers my children, we can't use our backyard. When you're doing your barbecue, do it somewhere else. Find another recipe. Do something else. That's the Shaila. So the Ramah, the end of this Ramah, says that, of course you can. It's no different than anything else. We learned that different things that are called bothersome to neighbors. You can't pour water onto his yard if it's your arrows, if it's giving delay. You can't plant a tree that will directly be masik him, that will directly damage him. Right? If it's indirect, we said it's okay, kind of Yosef, but if it's something that's direct, you can. So he said here also, this is when you're doing your barbecue, you're directly damaging him with that smoke. And therefore, you can stop him from doing it. Right? But even if it's not bothering, there's no monetary damage, but this is something that's bothering the person. It's hurting his eyes. The smoke is bothersome. You certainly have the right to stop him lechachila. If you didn't stop him, and he did it for 3 years, so then he could claim, look, I purchased the right from you, you were mulkel me, I'm allowed to continue doing it. So that's something that the Ramah says you could do. Right now we're talking about things that are bothersome to everyone. Now everyone doesn't like smoke in their eyes. Right? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking in the future. If no one else cares, but you particularly are allergic, that we'll talk, I'm not sure, maybe next week or the week after. In the next 2 weeks, Belinetter will have that done. Allergies to whatever there could be. So that's the Ramah Shita. The Truma Sedeshin says, let's look at a Yerushalmi. On the first hand side of the handout, we have a Yerushalmi. On this Gemara, the Gemara says, you can't establish a Chazaka for a Nezikin. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, who Yeshua says, Mimchei Rabbanon Ba'ashan Tadir. The Chachanim said that when we said you can't establish a Chazaka, that's when the smoke is constant. But if it's not a constant smoke, you can establish a Chazaka, like we just learned. Kahada Itza Havas Matlaka Chulin. There was a woman who was lighting charcoals. Tzachos Rav Alfoy, underneath Rav Alfoy's home. He wanted to protest because the smoke was bothering him. Also, Uvda Kumi Rav Nasa, the case came in front of Rav Nasa. Amr, he said, Lo Amru Ela Ba'ashan Tadir. The only time that Kutra cannot be called a Chazaka is when the smoke is constant. But if the smoke is not constant, then she can establish Chazaka and you can't stop her. Now, the Truma Sedeshin says, what's going on here? Was it really a chazaka? It doesn't say anywhere there was a chazaka. The Truma Sedeshin understands what what Rav Nisa was trying to do was to stop her in the beginning, to stop her from making this smoke. It didn't say that she had a chazaka and her chazaka helps. He says that from here we see that, not like the Ramah said, that if the smoke is not constant, I could lechachila in the beginning make my barbecue, roast my charcoals, even though the smoke bothers you, because it's not a constant thing, and therefore it's too bad if it bothers you. Right? It's not a constant, and I can do it. So we have a machlokas, the Ramah, and the Truma Sedeshin, the Beis Yosef says, he brings both, and he says that Linira, the Linian Maisa, Kedivri Haraman Naftina, we should pass him like the Ramah. Shehu Rav Mefursim, he's a famous Rav, and we should pass him like the Ramah. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe argues with the Beis Yosef, he says, Nir Tahoki Naftina, we pass him like the Truma Sedeshin, because the Truma Sedeshin is a Basruhu, and he's a Chochon. So Machlokes, Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah, Paskind in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kufnun Hey Siflam and Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, when we read the Shulchan Aruch inside, Oshin Sha'amru, that which we said you cannot make a chazak on smoke, Dafka Boshin Tadir, that's only a constant smoke, Kikon Kishon Shaltanach Tomim Bishal Yotzim, like furnaces of commercial bakers and other types of manufacturers, curious about things like that. But the oven that a private person bakes his bread in, the chenkira, and another type of oven, came into Lashoi Kutra Ruba the Yotze Lav Tadirhu. Since the smoke does not last there most of the day, that's not called Tadir, and there's no chazak in such a case. And the Ramah says, Yeshomim, Zabashan Shayna Tadir, if the smoke's not constant, Afila Lacharchila, Lo Yuchal Limchas, you can't even stop him even before he establishes a chazaka, Vechain Mar Nirali Laharas. And that's the way I think we should pass when the Ramah says. So that's a typical machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch is going with the Shitas HaRamah to say that you cannot establish a chazaka for intermittent smoke. The Ramah and you can stop him though from doing that intermittent smoke. The Ramah says even though there's no chazaka, just like there's no chazaka, you can't even stop him if he wants to make this intermittent smoke, you can't stop him. We would say it's a machlokes Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, however the Shach seems to agree with the Mechaber, and it's a whole big issue among the Poskim what to do exactly. You know, how you should paskin. The one Eitzah that we'll see soon the final Eitzah, but let's see the Svara first. Right, this Perach Mata Aaron, they bring them down. I didn't. The yeshiva didn't have them. I bought one. It was a big investment. It was written 300 years ago. So he asks Akasha on the Truma Sedeshin, a very strong question. He says that we have this halacha. We pass like Rav Yossi al Nizik laHachik es Atzmo. If it's giri delay, if it's direct arrows, so then the Matzik has to cease and desist from the activity that's bothering his neighbor. That's how halachas we have. Now, if you hold that a constant stream of smoke is something that bothers the neighbor enough to be called your arrows, and we don't say, well, it's just mamela and it's all initial, we say that's called your arrows. What's the difference if there's a lot of arrows or a little arrows? If a smoke all day, if I have a taina that bothers my eyes all day, if that's a taina, so we should have a taina. The same thing should be if it's a little bit during the day or once in a while. Why do you have a right to damage me at all during the day? Right? So based on this Kasha and others, he says Halacha should be like the Shulchan Aruch, that what right should you have to bother me, to do something that causes me tzar? We see that the Gemara says that you can't even establish a chazaka on smoke and bad smells. So why should you have a right to do a little bit during the day? I mean, that's his kasha. Mishkan Sholem, Mishpat Imam, and these contemporaries want to say a svara, which I think is a hearable svara. And they say like this: the truth is, smoke isn't arrows. I'm doing a barbecue, and like the Chazon Ish said all along, and the Tzivos says all along, when there's a conflict between neighbors, there's always going to be conflicts between neighbors, conflict of interest. I want to make a barbecue because I'm hungry and my children like it, and it's hot in the house, and I want to do it outside. And my neighbors don't like it because that puts smoke in their eyes. So I'm doing a normal use of my house. The smoke's, the wind's carrying the smoke. It's coming to Meila. Really, that should not be Giri Delay. The Chachamim, though, said, if it's constant, if it's all the time, so there's not just a tsar. That's something that people can't stand. There you have to stop. It's not like the cases we've had until now where, let's say the case of the pond where the rain was running into the person's basement. There, eventually there was going to be damage to the basement. It might not be right away, but the constant seepage is going to ruin the basement. If the tree brings the crows down to attack the vine next door, there's going to be damage to the vines. If you put the ladder that's going to make the rodents jump up and eat the doves, there's going to be a hezek mum. There's going to be damage to the person's property. Here we're not talking about any damage to the person's property. We're talking about something that's uncomfortable to the person's body. You know, like we said last week, if the smell bothers you, you can go use a clothespin. But you're not. There's nothing that's, none of your property is getting damaged. You're not getting damaged. It's something that's uncomfortable. So it's enough that the Chachamim said that if it's all day long, so then I could stop you from doing it. And so much so, even if you had a chazaka, the chazaka doesn't count. But if it's something that's just once in a while, so go inside when he's barbecuing outside. If it comes into your house, go into another room, buy a fan, do different things to avoid that problem. That's what the Mishkan Shalom, the way he understands the Truma Sedeshin, which is the Ramah. But before we see Halacha L'maisa, we've been talking about smoke. How about last week's topic of smells? What do you do about a smell? We see Tosa said that when we say you can't establish a chazaka by a smell, that's talking about a smell where the bathroom is above ground, but the bathroom is below ground and the smell is not constant, so then you can establish a chazaka. How about there? Do you have the same achlokas whether you're l'chachila allowed to do it? Can I stop you l'chachila? Can I stop you l'chachila from using your bathroom in the backyard, the fertilizer, which is only some part times of the year? Can I stop that? So the Bedek of Eyes, the Beit Yosef, says, Midukduk haloshen mashma, from looking at the way Tosus says this halacha, it's mashma tahani bati kisos b'chafiras mechusim, that when you have the bathrooms that are covered underground, nihida chazaka yeshlem, it's true that you can establish a chazaka if you've done it for 3 years and no one stopped you. You can continue to do it in hichzik if you had that chazaka. Aval lechachila yochel limchosko, but the neighbor, the chachila, can protest it. Dumyat tanur v'kira diyachin tibesamos, just like we said by the private oven and stove. We said even though you can establish a chazaka, but the neighbor can stop you l'chachila from doing it because I don't want to have that smoke even part of the day. So the same way I can stop you, I don't want even that smell part of the day. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same halacha, shalon hashem uchusim in halacha lamenches, our bathrooms which are covered b'chafiyus imra b'shasak, if the person saw it and was shasak mocha, so then it's a mechila b'shuv eni yoch limchus, and he cannot process it anymore. Aval l'chachila Matzi ma'akev, but he can be ma'akev, he can protest it in the beginning. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. And interesting enough, the Ramah doesn't say anything over here. The Ramah doesn't argue with the Shulchan Aruch like he did by the smoke. So, why didn't he argue? Could say because he agrees. Could he's only disagreeing by smoke, but here he didn't, by the smell, there could be agrees. Maybe smell is worse than smoke, and you can't impose your foul smell on your neighbor even if it's only part of the day. However, the Gra and other poskim seem to say that it's the same achlokas here. The Ramah didn't say it because he just argued in the previous halachos, so he doesn't have to argue here. And just like the Ramah says, you are the chachila allowed to make smoke if it's only part of the day, the same way, and your neighbor can't stop you, the same way the chachila, you're allowed to make smoke if I didn't say you can make a smell, even though it's only part of, if it's only part of the day, even though if you did it all day, we could stop you. But since it's only part of the day, you can make a smelly barbecue, not only a smoky one, a smelly one, and that's okay. The neighbor can't stop you. Like that's the poskim of the past. What's lamaisa? How's halacha come out lamaisa? There's this Darkei Choshen I have. He had a shaila where someone wanted to put a restaurant in a downstairs of apartments, you know, like the bottom floor, like in New York and Eretz Yisrael, the first floor they have stores, and the residence is upstairs. So someone wanted to put a restaurant down, or a food store where they cook, in a residential dira. And that caused bad smells in the mornings, certain when they were cooking, when they were preparing the food. There was a bad smell every morning. So the Darkei Choshen said, it's only by smoke we have such a machlokas where, well, if it's not constant, maybe you can't stop me from doing it. But from a smell, we never heard anyone argue. So because he's understanding the Ramah's silence as acquiescence to the Shulchan Aruch, and since the Shulchan Aruch said that if the smell is even though the smell is not constant, you could stop in the Chachila, so he said that the Rama agrees with that. So therefore, he said it's pashit that the neighbors can stop this smell, even though it's only in the mornings. The thing is, I think he missed the Gra and the other poskim who said that the Rama was not silent because he agreed with the Shulchan Aruch. He was silent because he already argued in the previous. If you didn't have to argue each step of the way, so based on what we said, it would seem that the Rama would disagree in the case of the smoke also, in the case of the smell also. And what do you do in such a case? What do you do when you have a Shulchan Aruch saying one thing and the Rama saying another thing, and you have people arguing who's right? Oh, I go like Shulchan Aruch, I go like the Rama. What do you do in such a case? We're going to speak about it in greater depth sometime in the future, maybe even next week, I'm not sure. But Mishkan Shalom has a simple way of looking at it. I'm not sure if everyone agrees with him, but he says, let's see. Normally, Sfardim passing like the Shulchan Aruch, and Ashkenazim passing like the Rama. So if Sfardim were arguing, so then they should passing like the Shulchan Aruch, and they should say, and let's assume that Shulchan Aruch certainly says that whether it's a smoke or a smell, even though it's not constant, you can stop him l'chachila. If he did it 3 years, there's whatever it takes to make a chazaka, he has established a chazaka. But if it's he's just starting, you certainly are allowed to stop him, whether it's a case of a smoke or a case of a smell. If the two Ashkenazim who are the neighbors fighting, so then if it's a case of a smoke, certainly they should go with the Rama and say, look, you have the Truma Sedeshan said that this isn't called a real hezek that you can stop. It's not all day, so you go inside part of that day when that smoke's coming from the barbecue. If it's a smell, it seems like the Rama would argue also, and these Ashkenazim would have a right to say, look, I want to keep this smell going. It's only in the mornings, and it's something that's not so bothersome, and we go with the Rama. What happens if one's a Sephardi and one's an Ashkenazi? Right? What do you do in that case? So he says, it's not so difficult. If the owner of the oven, we'll talk about smoke, if the owner of the oven is a Sephardi and his neighbor is an Ashkenazi, so what should a Sephardi do when he has a shayla, can I make my oven, make my barbecue smoke in the morning or not? Well, he has to go by the Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to say? Well, my neighbor holds like the Rama, and therefore I should, but I go with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not allowed to do it. So the fact that my neighbor is an Ashkenazi is not going to help me. How about if it's the other way around? How about if I'm an Ashkenazi with the barbecue and my neighbor is a Sephardi? So there also, my post like the Rama holds that I'm allowed to make a smoke as long as it's not constant. If I just do it in the morning, I can, in the evenings, I can make this barbecue. The fact that he's a Svardin, he's machmer, like the Beis Yosef, he can't impose his mechaber on me. So really it will depend on who the offender is. If he's a Svardi, so then he should have certainly caught like the Shulchan Aruch and not do it if his neighbor might, or the neighbor is an Ashkenazi or a Svardi. If he's a Ashkenazi, so then he has the right to say, look, I go with the Ramah. The Ramah paskins that I'm allowed to do this. It's not constant, it's not all day, and you can't stop me. It's very simplistic because, you know, we do have the Shach and the Nesivas also. They agree with the Shulchan Aruch and they're Ashkenazim, but anyway, that's the way he looks at it. That's the way he paskins Lamaisa. There's another Shaila. This Mishmash Tzedek has a Shaila. This is someone that has a matzah factory. Now, matzah factories, when they're in business, they blow smoke all day because they want to get all the matzahs out. But it's a seasonal business. So do we say the same thing, that that's not called tadir? So he says that's also not called tadir. The fact that it's only a seasonal business and be difficult to start another place. So he says you're allowed to keep that going also. So that's what we have right now. We have a Gemara. The Gemara said there's no such thing as establishing a chazaka by a smoke. We'll now focus on smoking. So therefore, if I want to have a furnace in the industrial furnace in my backyard, the neighbors can stop me because the smoke gets in their eyes, it bothers them. If it's not constant, the Yerushalmi said clearly, Tosfos says clearly, that if it's not a constant smoke, I can establish a chazaka. If I've done it for whatever it takes to establish a chazaka, 3 years, three times, the fact that you see it on your, and you're not mocha, whatever it takes to make a chazaka, I can establish a chazaka, and once I've established that chazaka, you can't stop me. Can you stop me lechachila from making this offensive smoke if it's not all day, if it's just in the afternoons, it's just in the mornings? Can you stop me? So that's a machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. According to Shulchan Aruch, most Svardish poskim, maybe most poskim, you can stop me like any other hezek. According to the Ramah, based on the Truma Sedeshin, if it's something that's not causing any monetary damage, it's not causing any physical damage, so you're allowed to continue doing it, and I cannot stop you from doing it. Which leads us to the one last issue of someone who wants to smoke a cigarette. Now the assumption is, let's assume he's not smoking all day and all night. So it's not like a factory where the smoke's constantly spewing out. And let's assume that the smell's not an issue here also. The smell, I think, would fit, unless, you know, there's some bad cigars they're talking about. But if it's a simple smell, it could even smell good, right? But let's talk about the smoke. It's getting in people's eyes, right? The smoke bothers you. So if it's the smoke getting into your eyes and that's bothering you, so that should be a machlokas, the mechaber, the ramah. It's just Eliezer says, ein al chinami, that this should be the machlokas, the mechaber, and the ramah. According to the mechaber, since even though the smoke is not all day, it's not constant during the day, and you could establish a chazaka, but I could stop you in the beginning. I could say, the smoke bothers my eyes, I don't want you doing it. According to the ramah, the smoke's not constant. It's not a constant smoke. We don't have any source to say that a smoke part of the day I can stop you on. So just like you can establish a chazaka on it, I can also not even stop you from doing the chachila. So if you want to smoke and the smoke bothers me, I can't stop you from doing that according to the Ramah. So that would apply both when you have two houses next door to each other and also be in a public place. It should be the same halacha. The fact that we're both allowed to be in this public place, your smoke isn't constant. It's only when I happen to be here you decide to smoke. So that's not constant. So, memela, according to the Ramah, I should not be able to stop you. However, the Tzitz Eliezer brings a Choshen Aaron of Aaron Valkin, and he says that this machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, like we've been explaining, is talking where there's no damage going on. It's something that's unpleasant. It's a tsa'ar. The bad smell bothers me. The smoke bothers my eyes. But it's not that I have to go to the eye doctor and get my eyes fixed because your smoke bothered my eyes. The barbecue smoke, I don't like the smell. I don't like the smoke. But it's not something that damages me. It doesn't damage my property. and it doesn't damage me. It's a tsahar, something that's just a pain. I can't stop you from doing it unless it's something that people can't be solvable. If it's something that I can't stand it, so then it's kutro beis akise, I could stop you. But if the smoke or the smell causes damage, like it smells a poisonous smell that could kill someone. It might smell bad, but not as bad as a beis akise, but it smells bad enough that the person dies from the smell or gets sick from the smell. Or the smoke is something that even though it doesn't cause a great tsar, or even together with that tsar with the uncomfortable eyes, it's something that causes a physical damage. Something that causes damage to someone's property, or something that causes damage to a person's body. So the smoke or the smell damages the person's property or his body, so then there's no machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. It's nothing to do with Nizkei Shechenim anymore. Something you're trying to damage me, I can certainly stop you from damaging me. You're causing damage to my body, to my house. If the smoke, they talk about the smoke would make the walls black, that might not be a damage. You can wash them off, that's no permanent damage. But if somehow the smoke would deteriorate the walls until they start falling down, so that would be something that I could stop you. So the Tzitzis HaLeiter says, nowadays there's no doubt that secondhand smoke, besides being uncomfortable, is also unhealthy. It doesn't have to be that it instantly kills someone. The fact is, if someone constantly, or once in a while even, the more he breathes secondhand smoke, the less healthy the person will be. So based on that, he concludes, even though we should say, according to the Ramah, since the smoke's not constant, I can't stop you from doing it, but since the smoke is something that caused me physical harm, it could hurt me, it could make me sick, it could make someone worse than sick from a lot of it, so he holds that you can stop the person from doing it. Rav Moshe also has a similar tshuva, even though in one tshuva he says it could be in those days, Soyim Hashem, you can't stop someone from smoking for his own good, but if he's smoking in a public place, it's enough of a known danger that the person could say, look, this is something we don't want around here, it's something that's causing a physical damage, and you can't invoke the Ramah in such a case. We'll talk more about smoking in the future. But for tonight, that's just summing up. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen that smells and smoke cannot establish a chazaka. However, that's only talking in a case of a constant smoke, like a furnace, a manufacturing furnace, that can establish a chazaka. The smell is something that is constant, where the bathroom material is always above ground, it's always there, it's always smelling. If it's not constant, then you can establish a chazaka for as long as it takes to make a chazaka. Can I stop you l'chachila from making that intermittent smell or intermittent smoke? So that's a machlokas. The pashas is machlokas Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. In both cases, Svardim will be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch and not do it if the neighbor is bothered by it. Ashkenazim will say, look, we hold like the Ramah, who says that this isn't called a real damage, it's not called nizkei shekhenim, it's just a little bit of a tsar. But if it's something that becomes a real hezek, it's something that, like the cigarette smoking, which causes physical health problems, so in that case, everyone will agree that this is a problem that everyone has. Once again, allergies we'll talk about in the future, but some everyone gets unhealthy from cigarette smoke. That is something that you can certainly start to stop. If it's a barbecue, this person makes his barbecues in the morning, the first case we talked about, or makes his barbecues in the afternoons, it's not a constant thing. It's not, even though the smoke bothers you, since it's not constant, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could still stop it because the smoke bothers me. But according to the Ramah, since the smoke is not constant, even though it could be bothersome, assuming it is bothersome, the Ramah says you cannot stop him, just like you can establish a chazaka on it, since it's not constant, you could also cannot stop him, and us Ashkenazim would presumably go with that.